You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Jamie Dumont.
I'm Rob Russo.
And this is
The Fabulous Invalid.
Tony edition.
Tony edition.
Here we are, live at the Carlisle.
At the Carlisle. What's the name of this room? It must have a name.
It's called The Restaurant.
The Restaurant.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's a little underwhelming.
We're in the restaurant of the Carlisle.
But this hotel is not. It's gorgeous.
Absolutely it is gorgeous.
Yeah. And yes. We are here at the O&M annual Tony Award party.
That we are.
This year co-hosted with
With John Gore and Broadway.com and Broadway Across America have come on after. This is our 12th year. And I guess I should explain for anyone listening that my husband, Rick Miramontes, and I. Did you notice how I said his name, Miramontes?
I didn't notice that.
I almost got it wrong.
Oh.
I stumbled on my husband's name. But the point is that we have had this party for. We're debating over the number of years, but I think we're at 11 now.
It's a political question.
I think it's 12, but as we all know, I'm not good with facts and figures. He says it's 11, but it is our 10th year that we've done it at the Carlisle.
Wow.
And it started out as a party in one of the suites for the cast of Hair after they won the Tony Award for Best Revival.
Yes.
That was about 50 people. And now we're at... Golly, I guess I can say this because it'll air after the party.
Right.
But I think we have like 700 people coming tonight.
That's amazing. Well, it is sort of like the party of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
And according to Vanity Fair, if I may toot my own horn.
Toot away.
Blow my horn.
Well, this is a family show.
All right, I'm going to toot.
Please toot, don't blow. So.
Have you heard that Mimsy star?
Oh, what now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party this is.
Oh, we gave Aaron a mic. Did we give? Are you on, Mike? Aaron?
I am, yeah. Can you hear me if I talk over here?
We can now. I have ears.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Aaron's sitting in the other side of the room. I feel like I need to paint the picture. No, you're good. You're good. We're going to get Kritzer in here in a little minute.
That's right. So. It's still early in the evening.
But we should talk about the show.
Will be packed. Yes. So the 73rd annual Tony Awards have just concluded minutes ago.
They have.
And Jamie and I were just screaming like little girls at the announcement of Best Musical.
You were screaming like a little girl.
Well, okay.
We've talked about this last week.
I have a history of it.
And you said you own
it. I did it at the drama desk, so now I've done it for the Tony Awards. Hadestown won Best Musical.
And
thank goodness. And not only did it win Best Musical, but it was the biggest winner of the night. 8 Tony Awards out of 14 nominations.
Wow.
By far the biggest winner of the night. Swept categories left and right. Very, very exciting. Even some categories that might have been considered to be a little tighter, like orchestrations or director even. And lighting design, of course, for the fabulous lighting design. Set design, which was one of the few upsets of the evening.
I really thought David Korins would
get
it.
We both did on our prediction show, and not just us. I mean, pretty much all of the Broadway press.
All of Broadway.
Was expecting David Korins to win, because he was probably the only person from Hamilton who didn't win a Tony that year for his set design.
It's just fucked up when you think about it.
And his work for Beetlejuice was quite magnificent, but... Rachel Hawke won for Hadestown, which was very exciting. It was one of the earlier upsets of the evening. And you turned to me when we found out that news, and you said, "This means Hadestown's gonna win big tonight." You knew it.
That.
You felt it in your bones.
Are you wondering where I've been?
Yeah. Where you been?
I'm wondering.
Been to hell and back again. But like my mama always said, brother, when you're down, you're down. Talk about hard times. Pour the wine, it's summertime. But right now we're living it.
How are we living it?
Living it, living it up. Our brother right here, we're living it.
Where are we living it?
Living it up on top.
There's a rhythm to how these things unfold, right?
Usually.
Having seen, you know, as many Tony Awards as you've seen, I won't dare say how many.
Well, okay. All right.
You can if you want.
I don't know what the number is. I mean, I started watching when I was a little gay, and now I'm a big old gay.
Yeah, so every phase.
40-something years of Tony Awards?
Pretty amazing.
40, I don't know. It's been a long time.
Well, this was a very exciting evening. There was the potential for there to be a lot of upsets given the way that the voting rules were this year. It was a change from basically prior history, where voters could only vote in a category if they had certified that they had seen every show in that category. So what that meant is the show in the category that had the least number of voters see it, that became the pool, the number of voters who would actually be able to vote in that category. And we expected we predicted that might actually result in some surprises. But there were very few surprises tonight.
No. So I guess they're not going to get swipe cards next year.
I thought there would be
a major upset and they'd have to redo it and give everyone a swipe card, which I was sort of excited about, the Broadway swipe card.
Well, Hadestown, again, biggest winner of the night.
What was the second biggest?
From 14 nominations. I would say The Ferryman, which took home best play, as was largely expected. I was really pulling for an upset with What the Constitution Means to Me. You could hear when What the Constitution Means to Me was announced. In the hall, the crowd went wild. There's so much love for the show. There's so much love for Heidi Schreck, for what it means, for what it portends about the future of Broadway. This show that is really downtown fare, getting this platform on Broadway was really exciting, sort of a runaway surprise of the season. But The Ferryman won. And look, we saw it together. You turned to me after it ended. What did you say to me?
Can we get tacos?
Well, yes, that's what you always say to me. But what I was expecting you to say is that was a masterpiece.
Oh, it was. Yes.
Because it really is. It's a masterpiece, and it deserved to win. I'm not upset about that at all.
No.
In fact, it's quite exciting. From the time I saw it in London last year, I've just been waiting to see it again, and on Broadway, it was fantastic.
You are not going to get mad at me.
I would never get mad at you.
I say that I am really glad it won.
Have you heard about Dear Blanche? Got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished fourth.
This kid's got guts.
Having a nice time? Grab a line.
So I will say, of the speeches of the night, from the winners, two of the best, well, the three best speeches of the evening came from winners from Hadestown, which, you know, the show is poetry, so how shocking that three of the winners would be so well-spoken. Anais Mitchell gave us three rules for making art. Number one, nobody does it alone. Number two, it takes a long time. And three, it is worth it. Which was such inspiring advice for any artist, anyone who makes art, especially in the theater, and coming from someone who started developing the show 13 years ago.
Wow, yeah.
Which is pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
Andre DeShields gave us three rules for longevity. Everything comes in threes.
Which I feel like we talked to him about those rules.
Which we did, And this is a good... you know, summation of it. Number one, surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming.
That's a good rule.
Good advice. Good rule. Number two, slowly is the fastest way to get where you want to be, which she said on the show when we interviewed
him. Which is, I think, some of the best advice I've ever heard.
Absolutely. And number three, the top of the mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
That's new. We didn't get that.
We didn't get that on the show.
That's gold.
Damn, what good advice. He strutted onto that stage like he does every night at the Walter Kerr. And he won this Tony Award at 73 years old, his 50th year as a performer, his fourth nomination. Andre DeShields is the Tony Award winner tonight, which just feels right.
It's the best thing that's happened so far this evening.
I will say. And then Rachel Chavkin, who won for Best Director, which is so well-deserved. And we were just screaming again when it happened. I really wanted her to win, and she did. And she had a very important message, which kind of was a through line of the evening, especially coming from folks associated with Hadestown. What she said is basically that there are so many women and artists of color who are waiting. There is no pipeline problem on Broadway. I'll quote her here. She said, "It's a failure of imagination by a field whose job it is to imagine how the world can be," which was a pretty amazing, brilliant, and so well put way of making that point, and she used this Tony win tonight as a platform to make that argument. And look, as I sat back today and reflected on the season, to me, what Heidi Schreck, Anais Mitchell, and Rachel Chavkin represented is that when you give badass women an opportunity, they're going to create badass art.
That they did.
Right?
And we need more of it.
And it's
please.
Now Tony winning art In the case of Hadestown, it's one of the rare musicals written and directed entirely by women to win Tony Awards for those capacities, which is tremendously, tremendously exciting.
I feel like I need to point out that Rob made notes.
I took notes. I wanted to be prepared.
And is, as always, the prepared student. Prepared. Were you the teacher's pet?
Yes.
Yes. That makes sense.
Alternatively, the teacher's pet, class clown. But I got away with being class clown because I was teacher's pet. It's a very, it's a tricky.
Don't see you as very, class clown. Were you a funny class clown?
As a child, I was quite rambunctious, Jamie.
All right.
Beside the point. One more poignant moment from the Hadestown team that I thought was great, and we saw this at the Drama Desk Awards. Lighting designer Bradley King, who won for his gorgeous lighting design, said that Broadway needs to become less white, less cis, and less male. Which, as a white cis male, I'm making that assumption, but I believe he identifies that way, is you know, a really great message. And once again, you know, he's using that platform to preach it. And I thought that was a really important message of the evening.
And there were a few stumbles tonight. I think Bryan Cranston said something that may or may not have been taken in the right way.
Yes, yes. I was a little shocked, frankly, that he would make that joke, sort of like read the room. But he got up and said, you know, finally a straight white man wins an award. And I texted a mutual friend of ours and said, next year men are canceled at the Tony Awards, right? Can we not have men at the Tony Awards next year?
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
And it
no,
just was
I know,
a joke
I know,
that didn't
I know,
land.
I know,
but
I know,
it,
I know.
But it's interesting in our community, which is ever so, which is always so concerned about those kinds of things.
Yes,
that
and so does, thoughtful about them, right?
Does feel like an unfortunate misstep.
Right, right. Absolutely. Well, one of the few upsets, if you can call it that, of the night, I'll say surprise, was Sergio Trujillo's win for Best Choreography, which both of us had predicted that Warren Carlyle would win. He won the Drama Desk. He won so many awards across the industry. But Sergio won.
Let's not forget that my husband didn't speak to me for 5 full days after I predicted that Warren would win.
And he was right.
He called it.
I will say, I didn't realize this until it happened, but this is Sergio's first Tony Award.
Yeah.
And he's never won a Drama Desk either, so for someone who has done so much work on Broadway, who is beloved within the community, and as a man, as a Latino, you know, choreographer, there are not many Latinos working on this in this level on Broadway. Again, it's part of that message of the night. Like, let's bring more diversity into the room, because when you do, you get, you know, Ain't Too Proud, right?
Yeah.
You get his choreography for Ain't Too Proud, which was absolutely stunning. It's so integral to the way that show moves and feels. I mean, I didn't get to say this to Des Makinoff, but I think he would agree when we had him on the show that it's hard to tell where Des's work began and Sergio's work began, right? Because it was so seamless. The whole show moved. And when he got up and accepted his award, Sergio, he made the point that he came to America as an illegal immigrant. His words, not mine. And here he is tonight winning a Tony Award. And I was very taken aback by that. It was very powerful in this climate to have someone have that journey and get this achievement. It was really worth, you know, something worth celebrating. Very special.
Well, we are celebrating tonight, that is for sure.
It's great.
Oh, it's great.
It's grand.
So grand.
It's
wonderland.
La 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 la. We sing.
We sing.
So rare.
So rare.
Like old Camembert. Like ba-ba-rum. Don't take that kind of crooning, chum.
All right, Leslie Kritzer.
Wow, we are back here. It has been a year. Last year I was here for the first time.
First time ever, which is shocking to me.
I mean, well, you
and
know.
I met you here, Leslie.
I know. And
think of how far we've come.
I mean, now we're like close. We like
literally,
real.
Literally close.
Literally close.
I'm loving it.
You guys look amazing. Okay, wait. No one has asked you, because you really haven't been asked what you're wearing tonight. Who are you wearing?
Who are you
tonight?
Wearing?
Oh, me?
Yes,
Jamie. Me? I'm wearing a Tom Brown tuxedo that's very old, but I do have a gorgeous sapphire and diamond pin from Vedura. They were very gracious to loan it to me.
Yes.
And it has uncut sapphires in it, which I've never seen in my life.
It's
stunning. Yes, thank you. Well, I might have had hair and makeup done, but, you know, I'm not going to say that.
I mean, you look. I would look like the crypt if I didn't.
Are those ostrich feathers you're wearing,
These
Leslie?
Are ostrich feathers. It's a Pamela Rowland dress. Thank you, Brandon Lewis.
You look gorgeous.
It's my second look of the night. I've never done a costume change, but listen, I didn't have a bat mitzvah. So, or any Sweet 16 that I can remember, or a huge 40th birthday party. So listen, I didn't get nominated this year. I'm wearing two dresses. I have an amazing costume. I'm living my...
Your truth.
My truth tonight.
Yeah, you are slaying it.
Stunning. You look absolutely stunning.
Thank you. And what are you wearing, Rob?
I'm just wearing a little blue velvet, navy blue velvet
dinner jacket.
But the shoes.
Shoes are good.
With some patent leather shoes, yeah.
And Jamie, really, you're also wearing amazing shoes.
I might have some Jimmy Choo's on.
Jamie's always wearing amazing shoes.
I love me a Jimmy Choo.
Okay, so what did you guys think of tonight? Where are we feeling? What are we at? What do we feel like talking about?
I am absolutely thrilled with the outcome of the evening as a huge fan of Hadestown.
I am as well.
Yeah, I was really pulling for it, and it's the big winner. You know, eight wins from 14 nominations, which is really terrific. I will say, I thoroughly enjoyed the telecast, and I thought the musical numbers were really terrific this year.
I was in one of them, so I didn't get to watch them like I normally do and experience it like you guys experienced it. So I don't have Vaneem. Do you have any, like, what did you... I thought the Temptations came off amazing.
I love the Temptations. I love you guys. I love the prom.
Mm. We love the prom.
Here, move
so now we have Leslie's husband, Vadim.
Sorry.
Joining us in the booth.
He's a musical director of Falsettos on Broadway.
Nice. Very accomplished musical director. And Vadim, what did you think of tonight?
I love tonight. I was, I'm here to see my wife. I'm here to see Beetlejuice. And I was so excited. I was thrilled with their presentation. That's what I was excited about.
It was so smart. You know, it really, Jamie and I went back to see the show just the other night. And I'm so glad that I revisited it, A. And B, the Tony Award performance, what you guys did in tailoring it for the audience, to me really showed the spirit of what that show feels like in the Winter Garden.
Good. Mm-hmm. I think that's what everyone was going for.
It was such a great, for lack of a better word, commercial for what the show is.
Business friends, I have only known this amazing, amazing man and his unique daughter for a few months. I don't even know how many. I'd have to check my pay stubs. But as my guru Otho always says, Deo.
What? What's going on, Delia? Are you all right?
I'm so sorry. I don't know what just happened. I meant to say, Misa de, Misa de, Misa de, Misa de, Misa de. Ooh!
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
I was worried, personally, that America, or people who know the movie, mm-hmm. would want to see Deo the way they know it.
Sure, sure.
I personally thought it would be fun to start it in the audience, to have different celebrities even pop up and mm-hmm. join in. But at the end of the day, it kind of seemed to work. And
entirely. The Han Solo bit was
The Han Solo bit was hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's... It's always tricky with these things. You know,
right.
you want to do the perfect thing. Then you just got to go with your gut. And I think all the shows came off really well, and some more than others.
Right.
As far as
But they all seem to do well, which is great. That doesn't happen every year.
No, and I didn't get to see all of them. And
we're rooting for that. You know?
And I'm a huge Hadestown fan. Huge.
It's a great show. But speaking of things that don't happen every year, correct me if I'm wrong, Leslie, did you not meet Catherine O'Hara the other night? Did she not come see your show? Because I think we have to talk about this.
Yes, guys.
Please, this is big news.
Okay. So I found out that she was going to be presenting our number, like introducing our number. So I was already excited. And I was like, there's no way in hell she's not going to come see the show and just introduce the number. And then I got confirmation that, yes, indeed, she's going to come see the show. I said, I don't want to know when. And then all of a sudden, someone told me when. And I was actually okay that they told me because I see fries.
I see French fries. We'll get some French fries.
Go get the fries.
The name's on the fries.
This is why he's a good husband.
Yeah.
Then I found out when she was coming because Tina Fey was coming. The matinee is Saturday. And then Catherine came Saturday night. And it just worked out so perfectly because I wasn't even nervous. I was honored to show the work that I had been. They also have sliders, Vadim.
We'll get you a slider.
I didn't even feel nervous because I was just honored. Yeah. I was just honored because I literally have watched and rewatched so much of her work just to get to feel close to understanding the brilliance of her timing, which I've adapted in my own way, her amongst many other comedic actresses and I know and actors. And to meet her was just like also a, you know, I met her, she came up on stage, she was like, you are a freak, you're amazing.
She called you a freak?
That's a quote. She was basically like, I'm nothing compared to you. I was like, okay, wait a second. Like, I really can't. The reason why I love you so much is you're self-deprecating, which I love. Your career is just unbelievable. And I literally pulled her aside. Like, I wasn't going to do this, but, you know, we took our pictures and we were like, oh my God, you're amazing. And then I went back to her and I said, no, you really need to understand that women like you are paving the way for women like me. We look to you to go, we want to do what you want to do. And we know that it's possible because you're doing it and you're still doing it.
Yep.
And she was, she loved it. She was like, they wrote so much more for you than they ever did for me in the movie.
And it's very different what you're doing.
Very different.
Yes. And so you get to own it.
The universe is more than just space with no end. La 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 la. Just think of the universe as a female best friend. And you can be like, hey universe, what's happening, girl? And she'll be like, I'm nothing, just running the world. And you'll be like, what? And the universe will be like, I know.
About her, and you guys, it's like, here's the thing in this business, you know, we're all actors, creative people, we're all crazy in our own ways, but you sometimes I feel like people think you have to be really bitchy or nasty to be like brilliant or really messed up to be brilliant. She's so nice and so kind and so generous in a way that I did not feel was put on at all. There's very few people in my life that I want to meet that mean so much to me. Her, Carol Burnett. So most of them are dead, to be honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm not going to have a
slider. What a perfect cap.
Anyway, that was a run on sentence.
Yeah, sentence.
That's okay. You can run on when you're talking about Catherine O'Hara.
Anytime.
Be brilliant.
Anytime.
All right, I think we should go enjoy the party for a little bit.
Let's do it.
You know what? I just also want to say, Jamie, everyone wants to come to this party. You know that, right?
I do. Everyone wants into this party. Is that what
you're
saying?
They're like, why are you so dressed? I'm like, I'm going to the car. They're like, oh. Jean Jamanian, gotta say hi to her.
Oh, gotta go say hi to Jean. All right.
Gotta say hi to Jean.
We'll be back in a second.
Bye.
Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell again, elegant party this is.
Well, we're back. and it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, and we're at the Carlisle party, and we have
the party has only just begun.
And that is Rick Miramontes, who is my husband and the co-host, actually the host of the party.
Lovely to have you here.
Oh, thanks. It's nice to be here.
It was touch and go on the invite, right? Yeah.
What's your favorite moment this season?
Okay, I have to. I and I'm not the first one, but it's like a split answer, and I'll be fast. One is it's very personal to me, and big to the night. It is the performance of Reeve Carney in Hadestown, because he is Orpheus, and if you follow the trajectory of the mythological story, Orpheus is like the star of the fucking show. Sorry. Orpheus is the star of the show.
No, you can swear. We're explicit.
Oh, okay.
You got that in stereo.
And, you know, I remember him. I worked with him on Spider-Man, and the tools that he has, the theatrical tools that he possesses now are kind of astounding to me, because he is an integral part of that extraordinary show. But vocally, what he does is so special. And so much of the storytelling and the book and it's in the music and in the songs and in the lyrics. And he is, frankly, the muse, the channeler of Anais Mitchell herself. So what he does can never be underestimated, overestimated, whatever that phrase is. So that's number one.
Wait for me, I'm coming. Wait, I'm coming with you. Wait for me, I'm coming too, I'm coming too.
Number two is a musical that I just absolutely love, and they so killed it tonight. Ain't Too Proud.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Life and Times of the Temptations. And the moment in that show that I think expresses something so special is when Jeremy Pope, who was, of course, a star of the night and introduced in a big way as a superstar to America, when he sings one of my favorite pop songs, Just My Imagination, but he turns it into a one-act play, into an aria, and it is so gut-wrenchingly touching and beautiful. And he takes he turns the idea, that dirty word, that dirty phrase, jukebox musical, he turns it into something so glorious that I'm so proud to be around that moment every time it's done, and I'm so thrilled to watch it every night that I'm lucky enough to do so.
Dear Lord, hear my plea. Don't ever let another take love from me. Oh, I will surely die. Didn't even know me. No answer again. No, tell you he was
just my imagination.
Running away.
What's your favorite all-time Tony moment ever?
Okay, so tonight I will just say that it's about those performances, you know, and the ones that really land. And I will say that for the ages, the Ain't You Proud number will become one of those. One of those like Michael Bennett, like Tommy Tune. I will say my favorite Tony moment is a thing that I watched when I was young on TV and then on YouTube. And the subsequent speech that followed it, it would be, "We'll Take a Glass" from Grand Hotel.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
that's a good one.
It's magic. It's pure magic.
Go host your party. Yes. Thank you, husband.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Rick, for joining us.
We'll take a glass together and we will lend it to the good life. And as we're lifting it, we will both sincerely say, close it, your thoughts are some new day and score.
Right now, we are delighted to have Lisa Goldberg with us. And I have to say, Lisa, if it wasn't for you, we would not have had a season this year. Because you truly, truly represent everyone on Broadway. If my husband doesn't represent them, well, he doesn't really do what you do because he does shows.
This is true.
You do personal PR.
We work together.
You work together, but you work with everyone on Broadway. You represent everyone. It's unbelievable. Literally half of our shows came through your office.
Well, thank you.
So I appreciate that. The invalid thanks you from the bottom of our heart.
Is the check in the mail still fabulous?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, right. As a matter of fact, there is. Do you have a favorite Tony moment?
I have a bunch of favorite Tony moments, but I grew up a serious dancer, and then did Broadway shows myself. So I was addicted to the Tonys growing up, and I'm aging myself, but I would tape it, you know, every year.
Oh, yeah. I have all my Tony tapes.
Yep. Right?
Oh, VHS.
I still have them as well. So I would rewatch them over and over again. But my thing was I would memorize every single person who won, especially like the producers and directors and choreographers. And I would memorize their names, who they won for, their speeches, so that when I moved to New York, if I ran into any of them,
you would know.
I would know right off the bat, right? So when I got to New York, I left school when I was 20 and moved up to New York to start auditioning. And I was walking down, like, are we allowed to curse?
Oh, fuck okay. Yeah.
So no shit. I was walking down right in front of the Marriott Marquis on like 44th, 45th and Broadway. And I ran straight into Barry Weisler.
Oh, my gosh.
And I quoted his Grease speech to him, like the Rosie O'Donnell Grease, whatever that was. And Barry was like, well, fuck yeah, I like you. Here's my card. I'm going to give you an audition. Here you go. And, like, literally called me in for years after that. And that was before I had an agent, and would call me in for auditions.
Wow.
So that, you know, I could be seen. So I guess, like, that's kind of
a great Tony role.
Yeah.
Gave you that insight.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
I have a good Scott Wise one, too, but if he ever heard this, it would embarrass him, so...
Do you want to tell it? I'm sure he doesn't listen.
Jamie's grinning right now.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Feel free.
Okay. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
So, I mean, the guy's happily married with like a couple kids now. So here you go.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
When I was a young teenager, I watched him win for Jerome Robbins Broadway.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And he was so fucking amazing. And I said to my mom one day, I mean, he thanked his wife. I mean, apologies to Savannah, his daughter, and his first wife. But he thanked his wife on the Tonys when he won. And I said, one day that guy's going to get divorced and date me. Cut to, I met him again, same spot, in front of the Marriott Marquis when he was doing Damn
there.
Yankees.
Yes,
I'm
that's
telling
right.
you.
That's right.
And, we ended up dating off and on for a little while.
Wow. I think the Marriott Marquis is like a magic moment for you.
It's a good spot
for you
for
and
me.
No one else, apparently.
Really.
Truly. Have a good history.
For me and the drama league.
Tootsie's having some good times at the Marquis.
Yes.
So
they're reversing the curse. Yeah.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you for sitting with us for a second.
Thank you so much.
Go enjoy yourself.
This isn't really going to air, right?
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Scott Wise.
Well, just reflecting further on the show tonight, I did want to make sure I mentioned that we had an historic win tonight with Ali Stroker winning a Tony Award.
That we did.
Becoming, as we mentioned in our predictions episode, the first performer in a wheelchair ever to be nominated and now win a Tony Award. And also, fun fact, as we discussed, the first actor to play Ado Annie ever to even be nominated. And then to win.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting. And her performance tonight, I think, really showed to America. I mean, she was on the Glee Project, so a portion of America knows who she is. But that she is a star.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's a real star. And I can't wait to see her next project. And hopefully someone will write something new for her.
For her.
Because she's such a talent. And she really showed that tonight. And as Rick mentioned, and Jeremy Pope, you know, he was in two shows this season, nominated for two Tony Awards, and performed twice on the telecast, because Choir Boy performed a number from the show, which was also very unique.
It's nice to have a historic moment on the show, yes. And we had two of them.
Yes, and it's sort of a
that is
thing.
Screaming that a you're hearing of, in the background.
A sign of progress that there are fewer and fewer barriers to break in terms of awards. There are fewer firsts to be had. And Hadestown, again, becomes one of the few musicals ever to be directed and written by women.
And that has to change.
To win awards. And that definitely has to change. And I have a feeling it will after, you know, where the season we had really showed a lot of progress in terms of the types of shows that make it to Broadway, which was very exciting. So Choir Boy performed, which was very unique to have a play perform a musical number. The other non-Best Musical nominee that performed was The Cher Show,
yeah,
which was very exciting, and it really gave an opportunity to showcase Bob Mackie's now Tony Award-winning costumes, which was a lot of fun and worthwhile. The last thing I will mention, because I do think it's very important, is they changed the rules this year so that Best Revival plays that were never on Broadway in the first place. So if you revive an older play that never premiered on Broadway, the playwright is eligible to win the Tony Award. Because unlike Best Musical, which the award goes to the producers, the award for Best Play goes to the writer of the play. And this season, we had Kenneth Lonergan for the Waverly Gallery, which is an older play from the 90s that came back in revival on Broadway. And The Boys in the Band, which was written in 1968, a year before the Stonewall Riot, a year before the modern gay liberation movement. Mark Crowley, who is still alive, thank God,
gave a beautiful speech.
Gave a gorgeous speech because The Boys in the Band won, and he got to win a Tony Award for a groundbreaking play that literally premiered 50 years ago. So that was really, really special, and it's one of those moments that I'll long remember as a special Tony moment.
Oh, well, it was a lovely show.
It was
that
a great
I saw
show.
Very little of.
You did, because you put on this amazing party at the Carlisle.
Running around.
Yes.
And it's been a great season. It's been a good season for the Invalid. This isn't our final episode,
but we're getting to the end
of this.
I'm misty-eyed.
I am misty-eyed.
Yeah, no, we're both misty-eyed.
Well, we'll start up again.
Yeah, don't worry. We're
don't
not going
worry.
Anywhere.
We're going to do this again
exactly.
Very soon. But we are going to take a bit of a break. We have, one more episode after this?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's two? It. No, one.
Oh.
I don't know.
A bonus.
We'll see.
Stay tuned. Stay
Maybe
tuned.
There'll be a bonus episode.
Fabulous.
Well, thank you for listening to our little Tony soiree.
Yes, thanks for joining us at the Carlisle.
Yes, all right.
Ooh,
well,
cool.
Let's get back to it.
Have a good night. Bye.
To the world we dream about. And the one we live in now. 'Cause right now we're living it. Living it, living it up. Brother, right here we're living it. Listen here, I'm telling you, we're living it up on top.
Up on top.
Living it up and we ain't gonna stop. Living it, living it. How are we living? Living it, living it,
living it, living it, living it up on top.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.